Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Smooth Spirit Radios. Guys, it has been a long week. I have so much stories to tell you guys, but in the meantime, in between time, I have a special guest with me. I love her to pieces, okay, guys? When I tell you, I put a promotion up on my Instagram account, and she was the first person to hit me up in my DMs, and I knew right then it was destined. Okay, it was destined, my angels and angels. So without further ado, I'm gonna let her introduce you guys. She is a angel now. She is fully enrolled into the Angel and Angels Academy. Please give it up for Miss Jasmine. Yes, Jasmine, tell everybody who you are.
Hi everyone, my name is Jasmine, also known as Jazzy from Jazzy Talks Podcast. First yes. and foremost, I want to thank Spirit for even allowing me to be a part of her podcast.
Aw, thank you
so much. I feel like this is amazing what you're doing, even collabing with other podcasters. It's just dope.
Yes, I definitely take, you know, sharing and growing together, I take that very seriously, because you know she's a podcaster and she is about her business, and I love her voice. It's different. Like I just noticed that a lot of my co-hosts, they're from up north, and I'm like, wow, I don't know why I connect to like people that's up north, but I love it. And I'm just so happy that you're here. Please tell us about your podcast and what you bring to the podcast community.
Okay, so basically my podcast, I want to say it's mental health, but it's not so much wrapped around mental health. Me and my other two co-hosts, Tashira and Jashay, we basically talk about things that this generation, speaking of this generation, millennials would not normally talk about. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about relationships, love, working in corporate America, being the only Black woman in your field, basically anything that's brushed under the rug. We try to touch on everything. And mental health, we also touch on mental health, but I wouldn't necessarily say my podcast is solely just focused on mental health.
Okay, I like that. What made you come up with doing that concept, and also what made you one day just go get up and go, I want to be a podcaster. Let me do that.
Well, first off, the idea came when I was blogging. So I started off as a blogger, and the feedback I would receive from people reading my blog was amazing. I'm just like, okay, so people really can relate to me. How else can I put what I've been through out there for other people to basically resonate with? I know with this generation, most people do not read, which is like,
let's just be honest,
a lot of people do not read. So the idea of podcasting came. However, I was a little afraid, because I'm like, okay, who's actually going to listen to me talk for hours, or who's going to listen to me? And I had to think about, well, Jasmine, when you were writing your blogs, people would read and it could resonate with you. So why not just actually start a podcast?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, so I started the podcast. The idea of mental health, actually, 2018 was a very trying year for me, I will say. And I didn't really have anyone in my circle at the time that I could trust and come to with the things that I was going through. I suffered from depression. And a lot of women, I don't want to offend anyone, but a lot of women in this generation, they don't try to touch on things like that. Everyone wants to seem as if they have it all figured out.
Yes.
And, you know, their life is just
perfect, peachy.
Perfect, yeah.
So true.
It's just like, I felt like, why not tell your story and try to encourage other people to basically be open up talking about their mental health, talking about their mental illness, or just talking about anything that they've gone through. So that's where the mental health portion of the podcast came into play.
I definitely do consider that a big, big step in not only women's community, but the women of color community. Mm-hmm. Because let's just be honest, you know, as I said in my previous podcast, we don't talk about depression. I mean, I feel like it's like a forbidden fruit. Mm-hmm. If you're depressed, and especially in the Black community, they don't believe that, you know, Black kids can be depressed. It's just, you know, you got to be strong, quote unquote, strong. And mm-hmm. you got to just stay ahead and just stay, you know, oh, that's not, you better toughen up.
Yeah, or it'll make you look weak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes you look very weak. Or even the women's side, girl, you don't even know what depression is. Mm-hmm. They always tell you, girl, you don't even know what this is. You don't even know what this, You don't know how to, I don't care what nobody say, you know, that's something I wish we could start, you know, changing in our Black community and as far as our sisters and brothers, because it is a community where all we do is just down the next person for telling their truth.
But not knowing what they've gone through.
Exactly. Not even going. It's kind of like we don't matter. Or it doesn't matter because you're going to persevere through it. Even though I understand the concept of tough love, come on, sometimes we need that hug. We need that hug with the tough love. You know, let me cry just a little bit. Yeah. Just cry a little bit. But you got to tell me to toughen up while you consoling me. So I can feel like, okay, even though I could break down, I could still say, okay, she understands, but she wants me to toughen up because this world is not going to give me that option, you know, to toughen up. They aren't going to care, but as long as I got my mother, my grandmother, my, you know, my auntie, my cousin, you know, my older cousin, consoling me and saying, hey, I know what depression is. You don't get through it. You know, it's so common. So I thank you for being one of those people that's the outlet for, you know, mental health. Because it's seriously a big standard that we don't really notice. It's too late.
It is.
You know, and but as far as being a blogger and transforming your blog energy to podcasting, I think that's a big risk, but in a great way. Like, that's saying, okay, I'm going to upgrade. I'm going to do this. I'm going to see if I can, you know, reach out to these people. Can you tell us about the journey that you spent as far as trying to get the right place, the right, I'm going to say not as far as the equipment, but the right environment for your podcast?
Okay, so that has been very trying as well.
Trust me, I know.
When I first kicked my podcast off, it was December of 2018. And I had the idea. So first off, I'm doing research, like what equipment would I need. So I go on Amazon and I order a blue mic. I mean, it was a blue snowball mic. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this mic is okay for me. But what about my other co-hosts? What would the quality be like? So I'm like, no, this will not do for now. And I didn't have the money at the time to really invest in my own equipment.
Yeah.
So I started searching for studios, you know, and I live in Baltimore. I'm born and raised. So I
went if you got any angels or angels in Baltimore, you know, you got a friend, you got a fellow friend.
Yes, please.
Yes.
So I'm looking for studios, and there are a few podcast recording studios in Baltimore, but they are too high, or it's not ideal for the type of podcast that I want to have. So most of the podcast recording studios I seen were like in DC. So I looked at one podcast studio in DC. I actually went there. I recorded two podcasts there, and I was paying this guy $500 for 2 hours.
Woo, well, okay, stop the track. $500 a session. Let's just be honest, folks. I'm gonna tell y'all, I've never told you guys, but if y'all ever notice, my sessions and my podcast is very short and to the point. So I never go over 30. I wouldn't say I've never went over an hour. So just imagine you giving somebody $500 for 30 minutes. You gotta be shitting me.
Exactly. Girl. I was new to the whole podcasting. And I edit my own podcast. So,
and you had to edit it yourself?
Yes. Well, he gave me the opportunity. Like, he would edit it himself. But I was just a little concerned because you don't know what I want to keep. Or what if you cut out something that I want on the show? So I'm just like, no, I'll just edit. And I still edit my own podcast to this day. I really need to get better at it. But to this day, I edit my own podcast. So I'm giving this guy $500. And like you just stated, it didn't dawn on me until the second episode. I'm paying for 2 hours worth of audio. I'm coming out with 30, 36 minutes of audio. Something is not adding up.
You know what? That is a big issue as well. People are trying to knock people over head with prices. And it's like, you're not even... What am I, you know, benefiting off of this $500?
Exactly.
And if I'm giving you $500 a session, I need to at least have a guarantee that my stuff is going to be at least on the radio. Is it going to be on a a social platform? Am I going to get this type of stuff? And excuse me, guys, I have my nephew in the room with me. Of course, if y'all already know, my kids, they sometimes tune in as well. So y'all might be fans of my children. But it's crazy because it's like, what am I benefiting off of this? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like as a person that offered you that studio, I feel like he hit you over the head with that price because
seriously.
And you know, they think women don't know anything when it comes down to price.
So, just like,
because I'm guaranteed that if it was a male, he would not be getting hit over the head with those prices. So
And then it was close to the White House, so I figured maybe he's charging so high because of you're not paying for the studio, you're actually paying for your surroundings, like the atmosphere. But even still, $500, that's a bit much.
That is a bit, girl. That is my rent.
Seriously,
that is my rent. So no, no. What made you like go? Wait, I am paying.
My sister-in-law, actually, I was talking to her, it was like around Christmas time, and I was talking to her and I'm telling her about how I was going to DC, how much the guy was charging me, and she's like, "Jess, you're giving that man that much money and you could have bought your own equipment." So I'm like, "Oh, maybe if that makes sense."
I understand. It's kind of like a I was just talking about how I don't have the equipment. I was just talking about how I don't have the equipment, and my whole studio just went into this man. I get it. Look, we all have those Patrick moments where it's like, I didn't think about that. Like, I swear to you not, guys, I literally, when I think of myself saying I'm starving, I say it in the, I only hear Patrick say it because I don't know what episode it was, but he was like, "God, I'm starving." And it's like every time I hear that in my head, I laugh. And it's like, okay, everybody has that Patrick moment where it's just like, "Oh man, what did I just do?" Like, okay. Come back to reality, Tony. Come back to reality, Jazz. Like, what in the world did I just put my head into? Like, oh.
Just like, wow.
Oh, wow.
So that was that. And then, you know, I took a break from my podcast. Like I said, I dropped my podcast December of 2018, and I took a break. So I felt like at the time, I was kicking out unnecessary money in the studio. I had people that were on my podcast that didn't really see my vision. So it kind of made me, the vision that I had for my podcast, I was allowing others to get into my head. So it was kind of making my podcast something that I didn't want it to be. So I took a break from podcasting and I really focused on the vision that I wanted for my podcast. So when I relaunched...
Do you feel like as far as that... do you feel like as far as, you know, the people was in your head and stuff, and do you feel as though at first they had good intentions, but do you feel like at the same time they feel like they wanted to make it to their podcast? Because sometimes that could be...
what it was.
Misconstrued,
Honestly, going into it, I do feel like she had good intentions. I do want to say she had good intentions. And then it became an issue with... because I had... at first, it was... my first episode I dropped in December, it was me and I believe four other co-hosts I had on the show. And at the time, all of us were friends. But my one friend, well, no longer a friend, but she...
it's funny because we both have the same
concept.
Yeah,
I remember when we were
friend,
talking about
no longer
it.
Friend.
She got in her feelings because I didn't have her on the second episode. But at the end of the day, it was like my podcast. So it was my vision. It was what I wanted to put out there. So knowing that I had so many different perspectives, so many different personalities coming onto one show and everyone not seeing the vision that I wanted it to see, I had to really cut back and see, like, who do I have in my corner that will really support my vision, that will really be here for the podcast? So I had to take a little break from that.
Do you feel like, looking back at it now, and even looking back at it when you did it, do you still support your judgment and your call on not putting that friend on that episode? Do you feel like it was, it showed you, you know, how can I say it? Because We have a similar situation where I'm over it and I wish them peace and prosperity. But it was a situation where it's sad that a podcast broke our friendship up. And it was more so they thought it as it was more as jealousy and more as and no. It was simply, you know, giving credit when it's due, but also just being a friend. And when you have competition like that, you know that you can't, you know, I don't know how to describe it. And it shouldn't have to be a competition. Exactly. It should be a sisterhood. Do you feel as though that you made the right decision to spot things the way they were?
Honestly, I do, because me and her are no longer friends. So I do believe I made the right decision then. I'm the type of person, I'd rather God show me ahead of time versus showing me later.
Yes.
So, with it just being my second episode and seeing how she reacted, not being on that episode, she felt entitled, like it was her podcast.
Yeah,
it showed me her true colors, so it kind of made it easier moving forward, knowing who I wanted to be on my podcast. That's why I only have two co-hosts now, and they are my set co-hosts. So I'll have people come join, you know, talk on the show, join the show. But as far as being on my show permanently, no, that's a negative.
I definitely agree, and I definitely understand where you're coming from, because, you know, in this world, we have a lot of competitors. I hate that, you know, I hate that us as women, and not only just us as women, as Black women, we always feel like we have to compete with each other instead of growing with each other. And even a simple thing as not adding them on your creativity or not adding them on the show with you. Maybe I didn't want you on that episode. Maybe I was thinking about a third, fourth, or fifth, you know, when it gets down to when they really get to know me. Let me show you my friend. Let me show you this. And it wasn't on the point of you didn't want her at all on the show. It was just, you know, let me get my foot.
Yeah.
Let me get my foot in the ground first. Like, let me just walk a little bit. Once I'm walking, then I can get to running. Now you can run with me, you know? So I definitely get where you were coming from. But we in a world where, you know, sisterhood don't mean nothing if you can't tag them along, get them free stuff, or at least shout them out, or at least do this and that and third. And I'm actually a person that was like that. And I sat there and think to myself, like, when I talked to my former friend, I was like, you never shouted me out, you never did this, you never did that. And
I used to be that way.
Yeah, and I had to sit there and go, well, Tony, you knew what you signed up for, you know, and you knew you should have never had to feel like they were obligated to do that, because nobody's obligated to anything. But for you to be somebody's best friend, you know, they always think, you know, entitlement, like you said, that entitlement word. And I had to, you know, I had to check myself on that as well, because I'm just like, you know, even though you're my best friend, I feel like I'm entitled to at least get a shout out because we're doing the same thing. At the same time, you don't have to do anything for me, but that just shows, you know, how much of a friend, and also where your headspace is about your stuff. And coming from the outside looking in, I understand, you know, on a different perspective, because I'm one of the people that, you know, does do the both sides. I don't just think of one side. I honestly think of myself and go, well, Tony, this is what you did. Or Spirit, you know, come on, let's think about how you could have changed that. But I honestly agree with you. It should never be entitlement of something that, you know, you had no creative plan about. I don't even care if you helped create the thing. If you feel like entitlement is where it's due, then you know what your friendship and your title is. You can just tell everybody off the map, like, oh, just trust me. When I get off my feet, and I'm going to put you on there. Trust me, I'm going to do it. But if it was not even a discussion, or this person just automatically thought, oh, yeah, I know she's going to put me on. Actually, she's going to make me this episode, because I just know. You already went wrong from that. You just went wrong because you already had expectations, way too high expectations, when you should supposed to be a friend and a supportive friend in the first place. Friendship does not count on what you can do for me. It's more so, what can we do to benefit each other?
Please say it again.
Like, what can we support each other?
You let me be your rolly when you're in the spotlight. Let me be that person that can be like, you know what? That's my girl. That's my bitch. That's my girl. That's my rolly. If you need me, I'm right here. I'm right back. I'm right behind you. Okay. I'm right behind you. Cause if any knives try to come near you, I'm about to, you know, get them right. But instead, you sometimes have the person that you thought was going to stand beside you or stand behind you. That's the one that got the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And because they want to see what you can do for them. Like,
and that is so crazy. Sir, I had seen a post. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I had seen a post on Instagram speaking on something like that, basically saying people don't watch. What did it say? People don't watch you unless you're doing something. Or something like that, basically. And I tied it into the situation with her. It was more so you weren't around me when I, not to say she wasn't around. I feel so bad. I hate talking about people.
No, you're not talking about people. You're talking about the situation. But sometimes it's good to clear up, you know, the feeling. And even if, and this is why I make this podcast, because this podcast, you don't hold your tongue. You don't bite it. You don't censor it. This is how you feel. So you have every right to feel how you feel. That is your feelings. So even if, you know, your feelings may not be the same as hers, just like she had entitlement about having your having an episode of her on your podcast, you have the entitlement of feeling how you felt, because you can't say it's wrong. So never apologize for, and it's not like you're talking about them badly. You're just stating the situation and how you felt. Yeah. So never mistake talking about somebody and talking how you felt.
It was definitely a lesson learned.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely a lesson learned.
No, you're fine. He is a busybody, but keep going. Tell me, like, looking at that post, how do you tie this into the situation that you have now, and how was that a lesson that you learned?
So basically, it was a lesson learned because it showed me. Me and her, we were friends, we were close, but we really didn't become close until the podcast launched. So it showed me, like, yeah, you were my friend, you were there for me, but when you seen that I had things going for me, it's like, okay, now I'm going to post jazz, or now I'm going to tell everybody my friend has a podcast, my friend's doing this. But back in the summer, I was doing credit repair, and you wouldn't post about jazz on credit repair. So because I added you to my success, now you want to post about it, and now you want to be... Like, I don't know, I just didn't feel like it was genuine.
You know.
So I tied it into the post, basically saying people, I wish I could find a post right now. It was just basically saying people, they stick around when they know that you're doing something and they can, like, basically latch on to that. Like, latch on to your success.
Trust me, and it's just, I understand, like, that.
It's crazy. As a friend, I don't care if I'm a part of your success or not. I will always support my friends. I'm the type of person on a random will post my friend, like, I'm so proud of her, she's doing this. And you don't have to give me anything. You don't have to post about my podcast. That's the type of person I am. But just like you said, you had tied into, you felt yourself feeling a little entitled, saying, like, you know how you and your best friend have the podcast, and you felt as if she should have posted about you. So I also have to check myself sometimes, like, Jess, sometimes it's okay for people to post you, but they don't have to post you. But I do feel as if a genuine friend is going to support you, like, just support you without them having to be a part of your success.
I like that.
Whether it's telling people about it, whether it's posting, you don't have to post it. You can tell a friend, or you can follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, like, some type of support. But don't just support me because it's helping you.
I like that, Jess. I like that a lot, because even though, and I'm going to tell you, like you said, and it was a based off basis, when they launched their podcast, I was the first person to, like, advertise. I was like, hey, you know, I even told my angels and angels, like, tune into their stuff. I still do it. Tune into their stuff, and just, you know, if you really genuinely like it, tune into their podcast. You never know, you might like what they're talking about. Personally, me, I just can't be hip to it. Once I already felt the way I felt, I don't listen to other people's podcasts, because I don't want to have the misconception that they're listening to every, you know, the podcast episode that I have, because I could find similarities in what I did. But it's more so, like you said, that entitlement. And I'm glad that you spoke that up, because everybody goes through that transition where it feels like, even though I know I should, you know, I feel like it should be reciprocated, they are not entitled to doing that. Some people just like their success. You know, they want to get their footsteps in, and then at the end of the day, if that means not acknowledging the person that helped you along the way, or not acknowledging that, you know, the idea came about because, you know, I made the point or you made the point, that's okay. But now you know, what this person is about. Now take it how you want to. And that's where, you know, I drew the line. And it is honestly, ever since I made that decision, I've been having the best streak, good luck streak. Since I've been here. Yeah, like seriously, like I've been getting a lot of viewers. I've been, you know, my stuff's been going up and up, like angels and angels. We are in there. Like when I tell you, I feel like things are getting so positive. And it's like now that I look back, I have no regrets whatsoever. I have the best people around me. I have my best friend Juanita that's always been around me. I basically call her my twin because we literally go through the same things. We literally think the same. We everything the same. And I have my other friends. I have my other rollies, and just have them by my side. The real ones, the true ones, the ones that actually listens to my podcast, that actually goes, oh my God, that episode was real. I have a best friend named John, and he is with the LGBTQ community. And when I tell you, he'll come up randomly and go, Tony, that episode hit me in a way that I never knew. Girl, aww. That's supportive. That's some real genuine friends that's like, oh, I follow you for real, for real. Anytime you have something, I'ma share it. And I didn't ask them to share it. It's just they did it off base. Yes, I even have a best friend of mine that we just got to be best friends. And we've known each other around the time. The other best friend of mine's departure, like her name's Shaquaria, and she's been supporting me, you know, through it all. We actually had a oops and a uh-oh. But we actually, and you actually listened to that podcast. We're growing fonder and fonder, and it's like I love it to have people around me that I don't have to question or second guess or feel like, oh my God, you're plotting against me behind my back. It's the best thing ever. And I know when I get up there, and if I get up there, I know I'm taking them with me because they deserve it just as much as I do.
I want to correct you. Not if, when you get up there.
Thank you, girl. See, look. She got me. This is why I love her. This is why I love her energy. She got me. So you already know, I have to bring Jazz along. This is one person that I know that when it gets ready, and if somebody tries to say something indirect, Jazz, let me cut you off right there. I love that. Thank you. When I get up there. And that's the positivity that we need amongst Black women. It's not if you get up there, it's when you get up there. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I definitely agree. Talk about the more so the hiccups in your life that you felt like was a determination to get you back on your feet. Did you have any hiccups where you was like, okay, I like that. That's a lesson. Let me put it here.
One hiccup that I went through in 2018, I told you it was a very trying year for me.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend, we had broke up. And it was due to something I had done. And we broke up, and I just felt like I lost everything because my boyfriend is my best friend. He's my support system. He's like everything in one.
Yes, babe.
So when we broke up, it was just like I really fell into the deepest depression I could have ever fallen into. And it made me learn myself. While in that, I learned, first off, I was so wrapped around being under him that I didn't even know who Jasmine was at the time. So for him to
Get into it, girl. Get into that self-love, that self-identification.
Yes, seriously. For him to leave me, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? My life is over. You know, like most females go through that when we don't have that self-love.
Y'all listen.
We don't have that self-acknowledgement of ourselves. Like, listen, it's okay.
I think this is a lesson.
Seriously,
I think this is a lesson out of this, because I keep seeing self-love, toxicity, stuff like that, and it's funny how it keeps going back to self-love. Keep going, but it just dawned to me that I keep hearing that.
So, excuse me, but yeah, I had to find myself. So losing him it made me really dig deep into myself, like my toxic traits, what was going on with me, why did I lose him. And that also inspired me, because that was the time when I went through depression. It also inspired me to reach out and talk to other females. And that's really, in a sense, what started the blog post and what started the idea of having a podcast, mm-hmm. from the reactions I was getting from the blog. So it was a lesson that losing my boyfriend helped me love myself more, because you should never love someone more than you love yourself.
Say it again.
You should never love someone more than you love yourself.
I'm a big advocate of that. I love myself more. And it doesn't mean that I'm being a narcissist. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't mean that I'm being conceited. It just means, mm-hmm. I love myself so much that I can't let you love me more than I love myself. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right, Jasmine. And it's just, and why I'm so like strong on that is because people in this millennium and in this day and age, they really depend on somebody else's love to love them.
Gosh.
And it's like, no,
like what? And just to get off, it's really on topic, but a little off topic. So I had started a self-love challenge on my podcast page, where I had people, each day is a different challenge that I'm challenging to basically show self-love to themselves. And the first day I kicked it off, and I basically said, name something that you love about yourself. And for most people, it was so hard. Like, they were DMing me back, Jasmine, I don't know what I love about myself, or what do you mean? What do I love? What? Hold on. You have to love yourself. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick, because
no, touch on it. Tell people about it. Tell people your information so that they can join in on the trend, because I see it too, and I love it. Guys, I love the trend. I love it. I love it a lot. Like, I do. Like,
so basically, it's a challenge. It's a 10-day self-love challenge. So I took a break this weekend. I started on Monday of last week. You guys can follow Jazzy Talks Podcast on Instagram, and you can look at the challenge. You feel free to join in from day one. I paused for this weekend, like I said. I'm letting everyone have the weekend to themselves. But on Monday, we're going to be right back into it, finishing off on day six. Each day, I post a different challenge, and it's basically, the challenge is towards self-love. So getting people to really tune into themselves, really see what they love about themselves, and really just appreciate themselves, because it's so easy for us to get lost in the world because we're so busy. And trust me, being 24 all the way to 27, we're all getting into our careers, we all have children, we all have a life, and it's so hard sometimes to really sit back and say, what do I love about myself?
Yes.
Or, it's just hard sometimes. So I wanted to do this challenge, so feel free to join the challenge, follow the podcast page. It'll be really dope to have anyone who wants to join. It'll be dope.
I think that is a fantastic thing that you're doing for this community. First of all, Jazzy,
thank you.
It's because I had to, personally, I had to teach someone how to get back to herself, to where she's teaching someone how to be self-love, where they're teaching someone, and it's the chain reaction. Mm-hmm. You never know what you can do to bring that positivity into someone's life. And the sad part is, I spoke about this on Facebook Live the other day, where it's a lot of beautiful women that don't consider themselves beautiful.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of beautiful. And I'm talking about probably Instagram models, everything else.
Yes.
You know, that don't genuinely consider themselves beautiful. And it's sad. It's sad that we have to live through that. And we have to consider self-love. Sometimes you have to be conceited to understand why you are so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make you just completely conceited and, just completely this. It just means that you have to go back and think, why are you so beautiful? And if you can't even think of one thing to be the reason why you're so beautiful, that is a wake-up call to not go into a relationship. You do not need to be in a relationship.
Exactly.
Because
you need to be whole.
Exactly.
You gotta
be whole. You gotta be whole.
And, or you'll be looking for them to fill certain voids within you.
And then you're gonna get mad at them because they're I don't know. I don't. Now you're like, oh, he broke my heart. No. You broke your own heart.
No, you broke your own heart. Yes.
Yes. Like, and that's the truth. And it's just, that's how it is sometimes. Tell us how success is now. Like, what is it that you're on now? And did you and Bae get back together? And what did you learn from that? And everything else, let us know.
So as far as me and my boyfriend, we are back together, stronger than ever. Yes. I really do feel like the breakup was needed because I had to find myself and I was able to tackle a lot of my toxic traits. So going back into our relationship, I was able to like go head on our struggles, and it just made us stronger, basically. We are together today. That's my one and only. I swear I am going to marry that man.
Girl, put it in existence.
Yes, we are going to get married, and that's just the end of that. But as far as my success for my podcast, so when I first started off my podcast, I was only on Apple Podcasts. Now, my podcast, we are on every major podcast platform. However, I am trying to get on Pandora, and I am trying to get on iHeartRadio. So I'm looking into that a little bit. I remember talking to you, Tony. You had told me, like, yeah, I'm on Pandora. I'm just like, wow, that's so dope. Like, I never even thought to have my podcast on a platform like Pandora.
Yes, and look, so I got the key. So as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to show you how to get on there. Because you know what?
Yes,
we have to help each other out. And honestly, I'm so proud of you, Jazz. I'm so proud of your success. I'm proud of your growth. I'm proud that you recognize the things that you had to work on yourself to find that self-love that you needed, but also found yourself to say, look, with or without you, I'm gonna be okay. But also, it's more so now that y'all stronger, that it makes you even more wiser. And also, I love that you have your own story about, you know, your podcast and also how it helped you. What if, and to end this, what is a great advice you would give to future young women that wants to do podcasting? What would you give them?
Some advice I would give future podcasters or anyone that's interested in doing podcasting. A lot of people are doing podcasts now, but do not let that scare you away.
Yes.
You have a story. If you have a vision for your podcast, something that I am so big on, if you believe it, it will become.
Yes.
So if you have a vision for your podcast, go out and do it. Whether it's talking about games, you and your friends just talking randomly, whatever it is, go ahead and do it. Because podcasting, people don't want to believe it, but podcasting is about to be the next best thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we got to get our foot in while we can. So they can remember us. They can remember, you know, they can remember us. And you're so right. Yes, you're so right. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for tuning in and letting me interview you and being a guest at this home. And, you know, you're always welcomed at the House of Angels because you are an angel yourself.
Thank you so
How
much.
Can we reach out to you, spell it, and do everything so, you know, our fellow angels and angels can go to your group and let you know?
Okay, so we are on all social media platforms. We are on Instagram at Jazzy Talks Podcast. That is JAZZY Talks Podcast. We are on Twitter at Talks Jazzy. And we are on Facebook at Jasmine Talks. So feel free to reach out to me. If you guys have any questions, you can also email me at jazzytalkspodcast@gmail.com. Any questions, whether it's you want me to talk about a topic on my next podcast episode or you have an idea with a podcast, anything, feel free to reach out to me. I love helping other people. And
thank you so much. And guys, I love you today like I love you tomorrow. And as always, peace and prosperity. It's your girl Spirit and with your girl Jazz. And we are out of here. But as always, I will tune in again. Probably soon. You'll hear from me soon. And if not, you know the days. I got days. I just be having days. But, and also I have a son that is a little rowdy, okay? But thank you guys for tuning in to Smooth Spirit Radios. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.